Est-ce qu'il y a, on va commencer avec la première période de questions, the first question period. Y a-t-il des questions? Are there any questions? Yes, sir.
For Rhodes.
Yes, sir. Yeah, as soon as the weight allowance is back to normal, there we'll be able to cover it up.
You're not going to do anything.
I beg your pardon?
You won't be doing anything until...
Until they're allowed to haul the normal weights there. We're in load restrictions right now. So they started them very early this year. As soon as that's done, then they'll be able to run normal loads.
Could we not get permits for the truck?
Not for weight. Restrictions are there, so.
Well, I know, but I thought we had permits. You get permits from the
ministry. Well, you can get special permits, individual permits, when there's a very special loads that come, extra width, extra length, extra weight, but then you have to have police there and everything else there, so. Gets complicated.
The loggers keep them all the time.
No, I don't think so there, but anyway.
You don't think?
No.
I'm not going to ask any more about the roads.
Any other questions? No question?
Mr. Arnold, I'm wondering if the issues I have are better off taken off out of the council meeting with the councilor. Maybe I have questions about the trees on my property and burning and the.
Well, there's a second question period at the end of the meeting. Okay. D'autres questions? Other questions? Okay, on va commencer la réunion. L'adoption de l'ordre du jour, y a-t-il un proposeur? Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
On sait là, qu'il y a des points qu'on rajoute, il y a des points qu'on enlève. Pas besoin de les relire. L'adoption du procès verbal du 13 février, adoption du procès verbal du 13 février, un proposeur. Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Merci. Autorisation de paiement des factures de 10 000 et plus. Ça, c'est proposé par. Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Sur la facture 1250, montant de 28
246
et
14.
Non.
C'est
ça qui a sauté l'approbation des comptes de 6.1. Where's that?
6.4.
Non, mais. Here. Oh, OK, c'est sur deux pages. Bon, excusez-moi. On va reculer. Approbation des comptes à payer au 12 mars 2024. Approval of accounts payable March 12, 2024. March, yeah. Ça, c'est proposé par? Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Les comptes énumérés sur la liste suggérée, les comptes approuvés 12 mars 2024, totalisant 1 156 594,96 sous, soient approuvés et que leur paiement soit autorisé après vérification finale par le directeur général et le maire. Ça, c'est proposé and resolve to approve the payments of accounts listed in suggested list of March 12, 2024 in the amount of $1,156,594.87 after verification by the general manager and the mayor. So, autorisation de paiement de facture 10 000 et plus, ça c'est déjà proposé par Manon. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
So, facture 1250, montant de 28 246,14. Facture de 2569,76, montant de 33 145,96. Facture numéro 2596, montant de 24 dollars et 3 sous. Facture 4640 au montant de 28 358,01. Facture numéro 18799, montant de 111 284,50. Facture numéro SC304 au montant de 111 835,03. Facture 3794 au montant de 40 496,44. Et la facture 2024-00-00-84 au montant 461 621,82. Et la facture 47-902 au montant 156 113,06. a USD Global. Do I have to repeat these in English, or is everybody okay with this? We're good? We're good? Thank you. Avis de motion et dépôt du projet de règlement numéro RA 188-03-2024, amendant le règlement numéro RA 188-01-2024, décrétant le taux de taxe foncière de tarification et de compensation pour l'année 2024. So notice of motion and tabling of draft bylaw number RA 188-03-2024, amending bylaw number RA 188-01-2024, decreeing the rates, property taxes, pricing and compensation for the year of 2024. Ça, c'est l'avis de motion donné par Denis. Tout le monde, c'est un avis de motion qui sera adopté à une séance suivante. Le projet de règlement RA 184-03-2024, amendant le règlement RA 188-01-2024, décréant les taux de taxes foncières, les tarifications et compensations de l'année 2024. So notice of motion is given by councillor that it will be adopted at a subsequent meeting. Draft bylaw number RA 188-03-2024, amending bylaw RA 188-01-2024, decreeing the tax rates on land placing and pricing and compensation for the year 2024. Pour autoriser le transfert de sommes provenant des postes budgétaires excédentaires vers les postes budgétaires déficitaires, 28 du février 2024, to authorize the transfer of amounts from surplus budget items to deficit budget items, 2024, February 28 day. Ça, c'est proposé par? Tout le monde d'accord? Que le montant 81 800 soit transféré des postes budgétaires sans détail vers les postes budgétaires déficitaires suivants. So it's proposed and resolved that an amount of $81,800 be transferred from surplus budget items to the following deficit items. I'm not going to read through them all there, unless people need me to there, but we're taking it from budgets that weren't spent and we're putting it to budgets where it needs money. Ça, c'est pour l'année 2023, hein?
Oui.
So it's to cover bills from, or budget items from the year 2023. Pour autoriser le transfert des sommes provenant des postes budgétaires excédentaires vers des postes budgétaires déficitaires au 29 février 2024, to authorize transfer amounts from surplus budget items to deficit budget items 2024-02-29. So encore une fois, c'est pour 2023.
Oui, il y a une erreur dans celle-là. C'est pas 81 800, c'est 28 200.
Ouais. So, ça, c'est proposé par? Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Qu'un montant de 28 200 soit transféré des postes budgétaires excédentaires vers des postes budgétaires déficitaires suivants. Puis, il y a une petite liste. So, it's proposed and resolved that an amount of $28,200 be transferred from surplus budget items to following deficit budget items, and there's a short list. Avis de motion, dépôt de règlement d'emprunt 2024-422 d'un montant de 8 562 $ 35 visant les travaux de réfection des chemins Harrington, chemin Kilmore, chemin de la Rivière-Rouge. Notice of motion of filing for a loan bylaw 2024-422 in the amount of $8,562.35 for the repair work on Harrington Front, Kilmore Road and Rivière-Rouge Road. Ça, c'est l'avis de motion donné par qui?
Je vais donner l'avis de motion, monsieur le maire.
Merci. L'avis de motion de dépôt d'un projet d'un règlement numéro 2024-208 ARA relatif au taux de droit de mutation applicable aux transferts dont les bases d'imposition excèdent 500 000. So notice of motion and tabling of bylaw number 2024-208 relating to the transfer tax rate applicable to transfers whose tax base exceeds $500,000. Ça, c'est un avis de motion donné par qui?
Je prends encore le maire.
Patrice?
Oui.
Okay. Embauche d'une directrice des finances trésorières adjointe, hiring of director of finance and assistant treasurer and greffière, hein?
Oui.
Trésorière et greffière. So it's Assistant Secretary Treasurer. Ça c'est proposé par
Natalia.
Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
T'es correct? Okay. Mentionne que le préambule fait partie intégrante de la présente résolution, autorise le présent par la présente M. le maire et le directeur général ou leur remplaçant à signer pour et au nom de la municipalité de Grande-Sainte-Rouge tout document donné à faire la présente résolution entérine l'entrée en vigueur du contrat de travail de Mme Isabelle Dion conditionnellement à un examen conditionnellement à une vérification des antécédents. Je pense que c'est déjà fait. Hein?
Oui.
Et le tout assujetti à une période de probation de 6 mois. Autorise Mme Dion à signer les effets bancaires ou tout autre document en lien avec les finances municipales. Ça, il donne-tu les mêmes...
Oui, d'autres résolutions.
Oui, ça, j'ai pensé. So, it is proposed and resolved that the preamble is part of the resolution, authorize the mayor and the director general or their replacements to sign for and on behalf of the township all the documents giving effect to this resolution, confirms that the entry in force of the employment contract, Mrs. Isabelle Dion, conditional on a criminal background check, which was already done and everything good, and all subject to a probation period of 6 months. Authorizes Mrs. Dion to sign bank bills or any other documents related to municipal finances. Changement de responsable de l'application solution employeur Desjardins. Change of managers of the Desjardins Employer Solution Application. Ça, c'est proposé par... Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que le préambule fait partie intégrante de la présente résolution. On nomme le directeur général et... Suriou, la directrice des finances trésorières jointe Isabelle Dion et technicienne comptable Tania Marcotte, conjointement et solidairement responsable de l'application solution employeur Desjardins en remplacement de Mme Anne-Marie Desposé, et ce, pour toutes les compagnies que la municipalité a inscrites sur cette application. Utilise le maire et le directeur général ou leur remplaçant signé pour et au nom de la municipalité de Grenville-Sarrouge, tous les documents donnant effet à cette résolution. Preamble is part of the resolution, appoints the director general, director of finance, and the accounting technician, Madame Marcotte, jointly and severely responsible for the Desjardins employer solution application, replacing Mrs. Anne-Marie Desposé for all the companies that the municipality has registered on this application. Authorizes hereby the mayor and director general or their replacements to sign for and on behalf of the township all the documents giving effect to this resolution. Pour autoriser le maire directeur général à signer les documents relativement au régime de retraite par financement salarial de la FTQ, to authorize the mayor and director general to sign the documents relating to the FTQ salary financing pension plan. Ça, c'est proposé par... Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Mentionne que le préambule fait partie intégrante de la présente résolution, autorise le, par le président le maire directeur général ou le remplaçant à signer pour et au nom de la municipalité tous les documents donnant effet à la présente résolution. So it is hereby resolved that the preamble is part of the resolution and authorize the mayor and director general or the replacements to sign for and on behalf of the Township of Grenville all the documents giving effect to this resolution. Pour autoriser le directeur général à signer les documents relativement au Fonds canadien de revitalisation des communautés, to authorize the director general to sign documents relating to the Canadian Community Revitalization Fund. Ça, c'est proposé par Natalia. Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Mentionne que le préambule fait partie intégrante de la présente résolution, désigne le directeur général, M. Liu, comme personne autorisée à agir et signer tous les documents relatifs au projet d'aménagement du secteur riverain dans le cadre du Fonds canadien de revitalisation des communautés. So it's proposed and resolved. Preamble is part of the resolution. Hereby designates the director general as the person authorized to act and sign all documents relating to waterfront development project within the framework Canadian Community Revitalization Fund. Ça, c'est quoi, ça?
C'est la subvention pour le parc Paul Bouger.
OK. OK. Pour accepter un contrat de location de tapis protecteur, to accept a floor mat rental contract, ça c'est proposé par?
Pas proposé, M. le maire.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Mention préambule fait partie intégrante de la résolution. Accepte l'offre de service de Cintas au coût de 15 506,70 $ par année pour les fournitures et nettoyage du tapis de l'hôtel de ville, de caserne et le garage municipal. Autorise par la présente le maire directeur général ou leur remplaçant à signer pour le nom de la municipalité tous les documents donnant effet à la présente résolution. Fonds vont sortir du poste budgétaire qui finit à 495. This is proposed and resolved. Preamble is part of the resolution. Accept the service offer of Cintas at a cost of $1,506.70 per year to supply cleaning of carpets for the town hall, fire station, municipal garage. Authorize the mayor and director general or their replacements to sign for and on behalf of the municipality all documents giving effect to this resolution. Cotisation annuelle 2024, membre associé municipal au FADOC. Annual dues 2024, municipal association member of the FADOC. Ça, c'est proposé par?
Par moi, Isabelle.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
D'adhérer la FADOC, région des Laurentides, à titre de membre associé municipal et de payer la cotisation à un montant de $125. Ça, c'est proposé, resolve to join the FADOC, region of Laurentians, as a municipal associate member, and to pay the membership fee in the amount of $125. Pour accepter la démission de Mme Poulin, adjointe à la direction à temps partiel, to accept the resignation of Mrs. Poulin, part-time executive assistant, ça c'est proposé par? Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Conseil municipal accepte avec regret la démission de Mme Poulin et remercie celle-ci pour tous les services rendus à la municipalité pendant 5 ans. So, consequently, it's proposed and resolved the municipal council accepts with regrets the resignation of Mrs. Poulin and thanks her for her services rendered to the municipality for the last 5 years. Octroyer un contrat pour obtenir les services d'une firme urbanisme, contract award to retain service of a planning firm. Ça, c'est proposé par?
Je vais le proposer, M. le maire.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Préambule fait partie intégrante, retient les services de la firme d'urbanisme Apure pour une durée indéterminée afin d'appuyer le service d'urbanisme de façon temporaire. Autorise à présent, par le présent, le maire et le directeur général ou leur remplaçant à signer pour le nom de la municipalité tous les documents donnant effet à la résolution. Les fonds nécessaires sont prévus du poste qui finit avec des chiffres 411. So, preamble is part of the resolution, retain the service of APER planning firm on an undetermined basis to support the planning department on a temporary basis. Authorized hereby the mayor, director general, or the replacements to sign for and on behalf of the municipality all the documents giving effect to this resolution. Utilisation signer une lettre d'entente avec le SCFP local 5368 et embauche d'un employé surnuméraire. Authorization to sign a letter of understanding with the QP Local 5368 and hiring of a supernumerary employee. Ça, c'est proposé par?
Ça propose.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Mentionne que le préambule fait partie intégrante de la résolution. Autorise le directeur général, greffier trésorier, à négocier une lettre d'entente avec le SCFP local 5368 afin d'embaucher Mme Poulin à titre d'employé surnuméraire selon les modalités de cette lettre d'entente. So authorize the mayor and director general order replacements to sign for and on behalf of the municipality all documents giving effect to this resolution. Ah, oh, non. J'ai mélangé les deux, je m'excuse. On va le faire. Autorise pour la présente le maire et le directeur général ou leur remplacement à signer pour et au nom de la municipalité tous les documents donnant effet à la résolution. So, this resolution states that the preamble is part of the resolution. Authorize the director general Clerk Treasurer to negotiate a letter of understanding with QP Local 5368 in order to hire Mrs. Poulin as a supernumerary employee according to the terms of this letter of agreement. Authorizes hereby the Mayor, Director General, or the replacements to sign for and on behalf of the municipality all documents giving effect to this resolution. Embauche étudiante journalière, hiring of a laborer student, a student laborer. Pour ce motif, c'est proposé par. Patrice, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que le conseil municipal autorise l'embauche de Louise Plouf au poste de journalière pour l'été 2024 pour une période de 16 semaines selon les termes de la convention. So it's proposed and resolved that the municipal council authorizes the hiring of B. Louise Plouf as day laborer for the summer 2024 for a period of 16 weeks according to the terms of the collective agreement. Appui à la ville de Rivière-Rouge, opposition à la fermeture de l'urgence du centre multiservice de santé et services sociaux de la Rivière-Rouge entre 20h et 8h. Support for the city of Rivière-Rouge, opposition and the emergency closure the Rivière-Rouge multi-service health and social service center between 8 p.m. and 8 a.m. Ça, c'est proposé par?
Par
M.
Que je vais proposer, Isabelle.
Isabelle, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que le conseil municipal appuie la ville de la Rivière-Rouge dans ses démarches afin que soit annulée la décision du centre intégré des services de santé les services sociaux des Laurentides, de fermer l'urgence du centre multiservice de santé et services sociaux de Rivière-Rouge entre les heures 20h et 8h. For this reason, the council proposes and resolves that the municipal council supports the city of Rivière-Rouge in its efforts to cancel the decision of the Integrated Health and Social Service Center of the Laurentians to close the emergency of Rivière-Rouge Multi-service health and social service center between 8 p.m. and 8 a.m. Adhésion de la municipalité de la Rouge à la charte d'engagement en lien avec la politique d'inclusion des personnes issues de l'immigration pour les régions d'Argenteuil. Adhésion de la municipalité de la Rouge to the charter of commitment related to the policy of inclusion of people from immigration for the region of Argenteuil. Ça, c'est proposé par. Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que le conseil municipal de Granville-Sarrouge adhère à la charte d'engagement en lien avec la politique d'inclusion des personnes issues de l'immigration pour la région d'Argenteuil intitulée Nous sommes Argenteuil. Que le conseil de la municipalité de Granville-Sarrouge autorise le maire à signer pour et au nom de la municipalité la dite charte d'engagement. So therefore, it's proposed and resolved that the Council of Municipality of Granville-Sarrouge adhere to the Charter of Commitment in relation to the inclusion policy for persons with immigration backgrounds for the Argenteuil region, entitled We Are Argenteuil, that the Council of Municipality authorize the Mayor to sign for and on behalf of the municipality the said Charter of Commitment. Pour octroyer un contrat pour fourniture et installation d'une clôture coulissante au garage municipal et à la caserne 1, to award a contract to supply and install the sliding fence at the municipal garage and fire station 1. Ça, c'est proposé par? Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Mentionne que le préambule fait partie intégrante de la présente résolution, autorise le maire, directeur, le maire et, le, non, et la direction générale à octroyer un contrat à clôture des hauteurs pour la fourniture et l'installation de clôture coulissante au garage municipal de Casana pour un montant de 28 454, excluant les taxes applicables. Autorise et présente le maire, le directeur général ou leur remplaçant signé pour et au nom de la municipalité tous les documents donnant effet à la présente résolution. Les fonds nécessaires vont venir du poste qui finit avec les chiffres 722. It is proposed and resolved the preamble is part of the resolution, authorizes the mayor and the general manager to award a contract to Clôture des Hauteurs for the supply and installation of a sliding fence, sliding gate, the municipal garage, and at the fire station number 1 for an amount of $28,454. Authorize hereby the mayor and the director general or their replacements to sign for and on behalf of the municipality all documents giving effect to the resolution, and the funds will come from budget item 722. And that's a grant.
Subvention.
Subvention. Okay. Octroyer un contrat pour la fourniture d'une installation de génératrice pour le garage municipal de Cazeneuve. Awarding the contract for supply and installation of a generator for the municipal garage and fire station 1. So, ça, c'est proposé par...
Proposé, M. le maire, Carl.
Carl, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Préambule fait partie de la présente résolution. Octroyer un mandat à Equiloub pour la fourniture et l'installation de génératrice pour le garage municipal de Cazen 1 pour un montant de 40 356, excluant les taxes. Autorise par la présente le maire directeur général ou le remplaçant à signer pour et au nom de la municipalité tous les documents donnant effet à la présente résolution. Fonds nécessaires vont venir du poste budgétaire qui finit avec les chiffres 722. C'est une subvention, elle aussi. La clôture d'avant, c'est une subvention aussi. So, for this reason, it's proposed and resolved. The preamble is part of the resolution. Grants a mandate to Equiloub for the supply and installation of generator for the municipal garage and fire station 1 for an amount of $40,356 excluding taxes. Authorizes the mayor and director general or its replacements to sign for and on behalf of the municipality all documents giving effect to this resolution. And the funds will come from budget 722. Finishes with number 722. Octroyer un contrat pour la fourniture et l'installation d'une génératrice pour le centre Bougie, Paul Bougie. Awarding of a contract for the supply and installation generator for Paul Bougie Center. This is a subsidy again. Pour ces motifs, c'est proposé par... Tout le monde d'accord?
On n'avait pas dit qu'on remettait celle-là.
Non, c'est le propre.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Préambule fait partie intégrante de la présente résolution. Octroie un mandat à Equiloub pour la fourniture d'installation de génératrice pour le centre Paul Bougie pour un montant de $30,230 excluant les taxes. Octroie un mandat à Budget Propane pour la fourniture d'installation d'un réservoir.
Ça, ça va être enlevé.
Ça, c'est enlevé. Okay. Parce que c'est diesel, ça?
Non.
C'est propane?
Propane, mais.
C'est un. Ouais, OK. Autorise par le président le maire directeur général ou leur remplaçant à signer pour et au nom de la municipalité de Grenville-Sarrouge tous les documents donnant effet à la présente résolution. Les budgets vont venir du poste budgétaire qui finit avec les chiffres 722. For this reason, it is proposed and resolved that council approves states that the preamble is part of this resolution, grants a mandate to Equiloub for the supply and installation of a generator for the Paul Bougie Center for an amount of $30,230, excluding taxes. We're not granting a mandate to Budget Propane. Authorize the mayor and director general or the replacement to sign for and on behalf of the municipality all documents giving effect to the resolution. Necessary funds will be taken from budget that finishes with the number 722. That's a grant that we received also. Achat d'une électrocaveuse usagée, buying of a used backhoe, ça c'est proposé par?
Ça c'est proposé, M. le maire, Carl.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
D'accepter la soumission de GI Bresson Limitée et d'acheter une électrocaveuse case modèle 180SN année 2020 pour un montant de 115 000, excluant les taxes. Le département des finances est autorisé de transférer du surplus non affecté le montant suffisant pour payer cette dépense. La dépense sera imputée au poste budgétaire qui finit avec les chiffres 724. Therefore, it's proposed and resolved to accept the bid from GR Brisson Limité and to purchase a case backhoe model 580SN year 2020 for an amount of $115 excluding taxes. The Finance Department has authorized transfer from the unallocated surplus, the amount sufficient to pay this expense. The expense will be charged to budget. That finishes with the number 724. Autorisation de formation en santé et sécurité abattage manuel. Authorization for health and safety training. Manuals. Not slaughtered. Manual.
Manual slaughtered.
Yeah, it's not the right term. That's Google Translate, I think, that did that. Yeah. Manual. Manual tree cutting, I guess, yeah. So, ça, c'est proposé par?
Patrice.
Patrice, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Conseil municipal autorise le paiement en promotion en abattage manuel sécuritaire qui aurait lieu au mois d'avril 2024 et que les frais de 2871 plus taxes pour sa formation soient remboursés sous présentation des pièces justificatives. Cette formation sera donnée aux membres du personnel ci-après mentionné. M. Lemay, M. Gentil, M. Reese, M. Levert, M. Foucault, M. Melançon et M. Plouf vont venir du poste qui finit avec les chiffres de 454. Therefore, it's proposed and resolved municipal council authorizes the payment of a training of safe use of chainsaw, which will take place on during the April 2024, and that the expense of $2,871 plus taxes for the training be reimbursed upon presentation of supporting documents. This training will be given to the following staff members: Mr. Lemay, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Reeves, Mr. Levire, Mr. Foucault, Mr. Melançon, and Mr. Plouf. Budget will come from the budget item number that finishes with the numbers 454. Octroi d'un contrat d'appentage, subvention CRD 46-26 pour le chemin à Abington, FQA 49-986 pour le chemin de la Rivière-Rouge et RPJ 28-482 pour le chemin Kilmore. The granting of a survey contract to PAV through the PAVL grants, number CRD 46226 for Arrington Front, FQA 49986 for Riviere Rouge Road, and RPJ 28482 for Kilmore Road. Ça, c'est proposé par?
Je peux proposer, M. le maire.
Tout le monde d'accord? Mm-hmm. Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Mentionne que le préambule fait partie de la présente résolution. Octroie le mandat aux firmes Civitas, afin de procéder à un relevé piquetage des sites de travaux pour un montant de 24 312. Autorise le maire et le directeur général ou leur remplaçant à signer pour et au nom de la municipalité tous les documents donnant effet de la résolution. Les fonds vont venir du poste budgétaire affecté. Les fonds nécessaires seront prélevés au poste budgétaire affecté. OK. So it's proposed and resolved. The preamble is part of the resolution. Grants a mandate for land survey and company Civitas in order to carry out survey and staking of the work sites for an amount of $24,312. Authorize the mayor and director general or their replacements to sign for and on behalf of the municipality all documents giving effect to this resolution. Necessary funds will be drawn from the allocated budget. Embauche de pompiers volontaires en probation. Hiring volunteer firefighters on probation. Ça, c'est proposé par. Patrice, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
D'autoriser les directeurs des services d'incendie à combler deux postes de pompiers volontaires et embaucher M. Adam Barry Jérémy Guindon. Ces postes étant soumis à une période de probation de 250 heures. So it's proposed and resolved to authorize the director of the Fire Safety Service to fill two positions, volunteer firefighters, and to hire Mr. Adam Barry and Jeremy Guindon, these positions being subject to a probationary period of 250 hours. Achat d'une laveuse pour l'habit de combat, purchase of a bunker's washer. C'est proposé par? Tout le monde d'accord? Accepte les soumissions conformes déposées par CSE dans le cadre de cet appel d'offres pour l'invitation et autorise l'achat d'une laveuse pour habits de combat au prix de 11 733 excluant les taxes. Il est de plus résolu d'imputer cette dépense au poste budgétaire qui finit avec les chiffres 649 et d'autoriser le département des finances à transférer au même fonds de roulement le montant requis pour payer cette dépense. So it's proposed and resolved that the council accepts the compliant bid submitted by CSE as part of its calls for tender by invitation and authorize the purchase of a washer for combat clothing at the price of $11,733 excluding taxes. It is further resolved to charge this expense to budget item that finishes with the number 649 and to authorize the finance department to transfer from the working capital the amount required to pay this expense. Achat d'un séchoir pour l'habit de combat, purchase of a bunker's dryer. Ça, c'est proposé par?
Encore le proposé, M. le maire.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Conseil accepte la soumission conforme déposée par l'Arsenal en accord de cet appel d'offres par invitation et autorise l'achat d'un séchoir pour habits de combat au prix de 6 395, excluant les taxes. Il est de plus résolu d'imputer cette dépense au poste budgétaire qui finit avec les chiffres 649 et d'autoriser le département de finances à transférer à même les fonds de roulement le montant requis pour payer cette dépense. For this reason, it is proposed and resolved that the Council accepts the complaint tender submitted by Arsenal as part of its call for tenders by invitation and authorize the purchase of a dryer for combat clothing at the price of $6,395, excluding taxes. It is further resolved to charge as expense to budget item that finishes with the number 649 and to authorize the Finance Department to transfer from the working capital the amount required to pay the expense. Octroyer un contrat pour la fourniture de l'installation de génératrice de caserne numéro 2 en collaboration avec la municipalité d'Arlington.
Awarding. Le
poste
fonctionnaire,
il dit 42
351,
puis
le paragraphe 2, ça
devrait
être
42 000.
C'est
42 000.
C'est
42 000.
La moitié.
Oui, c'est ça. Mais c'est 42 000. Nous, on va octroyer à 42 000, puis on va se faire rembourser.
Ah, OK, parce que vu qu'on paye la moitié avec 42 000.
Exactement.
Ah, voilà.
C'est marqué représentant de la part de la municipalité.
Oui.
C'est
21
000. C'est bon, ça marche?
Oui.
Ah, OK, parfait.
Awarding of a contract for the supply and installation of a generator at the fire station number 2 in collaboration with the municipality of Harrington. So, il est proposé par? Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Préambule fait partie de la résolution. Octroyer un mandat à Equilou pour la fourniture et l'installation de génératrice pour la caserne numéro 2 pour un montant 21 175,50 excluant les taxes. Représentant la part de la municipalité de Grenouille-Sarrouge, octroie un mandat de fibre à Genteuil pour la fourniture et l'installation d'une connexion Internet pour un montant de 2 258,50 excluant les taxes. Représentant la part de la municipalité de Grenouille-Sarrouge, autorise par la présente le maire, directeur général ou leur remplaçant à signer pour et au nom de la municipalité tous les documents donnant effet à la présente résolution. Fonds vont venir du poste budgétaire qui finit avec les chiffres 722. So it's proposed and resolved, preamble is part of the resolution, grants a mandate to Equilou for the supply and installation of a generator for fire station number 2 for an amount of $21,175.50, representing the share of the township of Grenville. Grants a mandate to FIB Argenteuil for the supply and installation of internet connection for an amount of $2,258.50, excluding taxes, representing the share of the municipality. Authorize the mayor, director general, or their replacements to sign for and on behalf of the municipality all documents giving effect to this resolution. And the funds will be coming from the budget item that finishes with the number 722.
Do you want to
explain this? Well, we're putting in a backup generator system at the number 2 fire station in Harrington. And at the same time, there'll be a phone accessible to people for emergency purposes. That's going to be linked by internet. So if ever your phone lines go down or power's down, at least there's going to be a place where somebody could call for emergencies. Right now, there was none, and it was recommended to us by both the fire departments or fire chiefs from Harrington and Granville to put this in place. So that's why we're doing this. And again, it's a grant that's paying, eh?
Yeah.
It's another grant that's paid by the government. So we'll put that in. We can answer more questions at the end of the meeting. Avis de motion, dépôt de projet de règlement AERA 601-02-2024 de développement économique Renault-Façade. Notice of motion and tabling with draft bylaw number RA-701-02-2024 of Economic Development Renault-Façade. That's a proposé. That's notice of motion given by?
Avis de motion.
Pardon?
C'est marqué avis de motion.
Ah, mais qui donne
l'avis de motion?
Qui donne l'avis de motion? Toi, OK.
J'ai pas de motion. J'ai pas de motion.
Voilà, voilà. So, l'avis de motion donné par 4. Non. Pour accepter une demande, puis il y a 1501, route 140.
Non, il y a 2.2 avant. C'est mon chemin. Ouais.
Là? Oui. Adoption d'un second projet de résolution concernant un projet particulier, construction, modification, d'occupation d'un immeuble. Adoption of a second draft resolution concerning a project for specific construction, alteration, or occupancy project of an immovable property. C'est proposé par...
C'était déjà Carl.
Carl, il propose?
Oui.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Je lis pas tout ça, dispense de lecture. Hey, dispense of reading. Les détails sont là. Pour accepter une demande de PIA 1561, route 148, nouvelle construction d'une maison unifamiliale, to accept an SPAIP request 1561-148, new construction of a single family house. C'est proposé par... Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Moi, je m'abstiens.
Toi, tu t'abstiens. Puis moi, je me prononce contre, mais anyway. Mentionne que le préambule fait partie intégrante de la présente résolution. Accepte la demande PIA pour la construction d'une maison unifamiliale au lot 5,927,173 située au 1501, route 148. Autorise par le président, le maire et le directeur général ou leur remplaçant. Signé pour au nom de la municipalité tous les documents donnés à faire la présente résolution. So for this reason, it is proposed and resolved the preamble is part of the resolution, accepts the SPAIP request for the construction of a single-family house on lot 5,927,173, located on 1561 Route 148. Authorize the mayor and director general order replacements to sign for and on behalf of the municipality. All documents giving effect to this resolution. Demande de dérogation mineure, lot 5,924,432, 103 rue des Hommes. Request for minor exemption, lot 5,924,432, address 103 des Hommes Street. Ça, c'est proposé par?
C'est proposé, M. le maire.
Tout le monde d'accord? Que le conseil municipal accepte la demande de dérogation mineure numéro 2023-343 pour le lot 5,924,432 afin de régulariser l'emplacement du chalet dont la marge de recul est de 14,1 mètres au lieu de 8 mètres prescrit au règlement de zonage numéro RU 902-101-24. C'est 4,1 mètres au lieu de 8 mètres, c'est ça? So, therefore, it's proposed and resolved. Municipal Council accepts the request for minor exemption number 2023-343 for lot number 5,924,432 in order to regularize the location of a chalet whose setback is 4.1 meters instead of 8 meters prescribed in zoning bylaw number 902-101-2015. Vision municipale partagée. Shared municipal vision for allocation of public lands in the Laurentians. C'est proposé par? Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Le document intitulé Vision municipale partagée à l'affectation des terres publiques soit adopté. Ce document également adopté par la Massie d'Argenteuil et Pays d'en Haut, Laurentides et Antoine Lebel soit acheminé au ministère des Ressources naturelles et des forêts. It is therefore resolved that the document entitled Shared Municipal Vision for Allocation of Public Lands be adopted. This document, also adopted by the MRCs of Argenteuil, Pays d'en Haut, Laurentians, Antoine Lebel, be sent to the Ministry of Natural Resources. Appui la demande d'autorisation à la CPTAQ de M. Norman Bates pour la subdivision de son lot numéro 6,095,235 situé au 206 Chemin Avocat. Support for the authorization request to the CPTQ from Mr. Norman Bates, the subdivision of the lots number 6095235, located at 206 Avoca Road. C'est proposé par? Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
D'appuyer la demande d'autorisation à la CPTQ de M. Norman Bates sur le lot 6095235 dans le but de pouvoir le subdiviser. Cette demande respecte les critères de l'article 62 de la loi sur la protection du territoire et activité agricole ainsi que les dispositions du plan de Venise et du règlement de zonage de la municipalité Grand-Missa-Rouge. À cet effet, la municipalité appuie la demande de M. Norman Bates. Therefore, it's proposed and resolved to support the request of authorization from the CPTQ of Mr. Bates on lot 6095235 in order to be able to subdivide it. This request respects the criteria of Article 62 of the law on the protection of land and agricultural activities, as well as the provisions of the urban plan and the zoning bylaws of the municipality of Grand-Missa-Rouge. To this end, the municipality supports the request of Mr. Norman Bates. Pour faire une demande au ministère des Affaires municipales et d'habitation, prolonger le délai des adoptions de règlements concordance afin de conformer au règlement 68-31-22, amendant le chemin d'aménagement de développement révisé de la MRC d'Argenteuil. To make a request to the Ministry of Municipal Affairs, extend the deadline for the adoption of a concordance bylaw in order to comply with bylaw 68-31-22, amending the revised land use planning and development plan of the MRC d'Argenteuil. C'est proposé par... Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Préambule fait partie intégrante de la résolution. Demande au ministre des Affaires municipales et habitation pour l'allongation du délai de 6 mois pour adopter le règlement concordance afin de se conformer au règlement 68-31-22, amendant le chemin d'aménagement et développement révisé de la MRC d'Argenteuil, soit au 12 septembre 2024. Autorise par la présente le maire et le directeur général ou leur remplaçant à signer pour et au nom de la municipalité tous les documents donnant effet à la présente résolution. This proposed and resolved preamble is part of the resolution. Request an extension of 6 months from the Minister of Municipal Affairs to adopt a concordance bylaw in order to comply with the bylaw 683122, amending the land use and development plan revised by the MRC Argenteuil. As of September 12, 2024, authorized hereby the Mayor, Director General, or its replacements to sign for and on behalf of the municipality all documents giving effect to this resolution. Projet de planification des besoins d'espace au Centre de services scolaires de la Rivière-du-Nord, Space Needs Planning Project for the Rivière-du-Nord Schools Service Center. Ça, c'est proposé par?
Je vais le proposer, Isabelle.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que le Conseil adopte la présente résolution afin de signer son accord au projet de planification des besoins d'espace du Centre de service scolaire de la Rivière-du-Nord qui lui a été soumis. Therefore, it's resolved that the Council adopts the resolution in order to signify its agreement to the planning projects for the spaces needed of the Rivière-du-Nord School Service Center, which was submitted to it. Autorisation de signer un contrat de location avec le Séminaire Sacré-Cœur. Authorization to sign a rental contract with the Séminaire Sacré-Cœur. Ça, c'est proposé par?
Je peux le proposer encore, Isabelle.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Préambule fait partie intégrante de la résolution. Autorise le directeur général et le maire. Le directeur général a négocié une entente afin de signer un contrat de location pour le palestre de Séminaire Sacré-Cœur au fin des activités de pickleball. Tous les jeudis entre 18h30 et 20h30 pour la période du 11 avril au 13 juin 2024. Autorise par la présente le maire directeur général ou leur remplaçant à signer pour et au nom de la municipalité tous les documents donnant effet à la présente résolution. Fonds nécessaires vont venir du poste budgétaire qui finit avec les chiffres 447. Propose and resolve. Preamble's fire resolution confirms the rental contract for the palestra of the Sacré-Cœur Seminaire for the purposes of pickleball activities every Thursday between 6:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. for the period from April 11th to June 13, 2024. Authorized Director General to negotiate an agreement to sign a rental contract for the palestra. The Seminaire Sacré-Cœur for the purpose of pickleball activity. C'est la même chose qui se répète. to authorize the mayor and director general to sign all documents in relation to, or its replacement in relation to this resolution. Correction. Mm-hmm. Necessary funds will come from budget item 447. Le 3 des nœuds financières au réseau de dépannage alimentaire, financial assistance to the local food bank. Ça, c'est proposé par.
Patrice.
Oui.
Vas-y, Patrice.
Okay, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Préambule fait partie intégrante de la résolution. Verse une contribution financière de 5 000 $ au réseau de dépannage alimentaire afin de contribuer au maintien des activités de l'organisme. Autorise par les présents le maire directeur général ou leur remplaçant signé pour et au nom de la municipalité tous les documents donnés à faire la résolution. Les fonds vont venir du poste budgétaire qui finit avec les chiffres 9,99. This proposed and resolved preamble is part of the resolution. Pay a financial contribution of $5,000 to the local food bank to help maintain the organization's activities. Authorize the mayor and director general or its replacements to sign for and on behalf of the municipality all documents giving effect to the resolution. Funds will come from the budget item that finishes with numbers 999. Octroi des nœuds financiers, marche pour l'Alzheimer, IG, gestion du patrimoine 2024. Grant of financial assistance, walk for Alzheimer's, IG 2024, wealth management. Ça, c'est proposé par.
Oui.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Le toyer une aide financière de $250 aux sociétés d'Alzheimer Laurentide pour aider à bonifier les services qu'elle offre aux personnes touchées par la maladie d'Alzheimer et d'un autre trouble neurocognitif majeur. On va provenir du budget qui finit avec les chiffres 9,99. Ça, c'est proposé de résolver. To grant financial assistance $250 to the Laurentian Alzheimer's Society to help it improve the services it offers to people affected by Alzheimer's disease or other major neurocognitive disorders. Budget comes from budget item that finishes with numbers 999. And now we have question period. Deuxième période de questions, second question period.
Yeah, yes. I have some questions. When I pulled to the town, I saw there was a community watch site. Is there something that I can join and meet my neighbors? I've been Roth. I was away for months and I was Roth on the weekend. I came back and the cops were in my driveway. My neighbors saw my doors open, just called the cops, and it just happened. I was returning home at that time. So, community watch, what's that all about?
Community watch, where do you see that? Is it part?
There's a community watch site. Yellow?
There's no community watch to my knowledge.
Okay, there we go. Another issue is the road was paved and the sidewalk was put down and the boat dock was limited. What's going on further down the line there? Is that work going to get done?
We're going to be asking for grants to do that last phase.
Okay, so I mean, you've got it all figured out. The sidewalks on the sunny side is speeding.
The final plans haven't been the last set of plans haven't been finalized yet.
Okay, now I have a problem with trees on my property being close to the power line. With the big wind that we had, the tree on my property broke off and crashed into the wires, broke the pole, and was part of the problem. Now looking down the road, I see all these trees. They're standing high above the power lines, and they're on my property. They're large, mature trees, and I'm sure they pose some kind of danger. So should I take that up with Hydro or City?
I would say take it up with Hydro.
Okay. Now, as far as all the trees that I've got down, I've got lots of branches, lots of logs. There's a fire permit needed after April, I believe.
Yeah, fire permit needed all the time.
All the time?
Yeah.
Right, so if I wanted to set my yard on fire, can I call the fire department and have them mop it up?
No, you better get the permit first.
Okay. Okay, so Eco Day is coming up, I guess. That was a big hit.
Yeah, there's an Eco Day.
No,
journée d'environnement.
Usually it's in May.
I got some trees one year.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually it's in May.
It was great. Okay, my neighbor, he's been there 35 years. He's kind of set in his ways. I went over to introduce him and I talked to him. I said, well, Marcel, you got stuff in the back of your garage. And I'm looking at garbage cans and the yellow containers or whatever. He's source junk. So then I'm walking around his property. I walk along the railroad line and I'm looking at the edge of his property. And what he's done is thrown all his garbage that he doesn't want to get rid of off the edge of his property for 35 years. And the other thing is, he's a bike rider, and he's only up on weekends. So when he shows up, he goes for a bike ride, but he's got a speaker outside, and he puts on music loud. So it's like I'm in town.
Do you have an address, sir?
548.
548? Okay, we'll give the information to the inspector.
And is this street? Who's my Saint-Cat for Main Street?
What street is that? Is it Main Street?
Main Street.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
And the mayor's old house.
Okay, go ahead.
So about the music, I mean, is there a bylaw that, I mean, he's playing...
Well, that's what the...
He's got on the right. Down to permits.
Your name, sir, just so that we...
Ralph Schumann.
Ralph Schumann, okay. It's okay, sir.
So it's fine.
We'll just write it down. It's fine.
Okay, permits. I guess I need a permit if I'm going to do anything outside. A carport, a garage.
I would suggest that you come and meet with the inspector and ask them the questions.
If I wanted to drop a shed on my property, I need
permits. Yeah, you need permits for just about everything today.
I need a permit for a tempo?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Carport, tiny house. Okay, there was garbage all along the street from the hook dock to my house.
Okay.
It was there for weeks.
Did somebody pick it up?
You guys don't drive up and down those streets. You don't have people, employees driving up.
Well, I'm sure they do.
Yeah, so how come I had to pick up the garbage after?
Well, we much appreciate your service, sir.
I'm sure you do. So, I could go on and on. I mean, I'll have to figure notes.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Fighter and Avant. We'll do these guys in front. They had their hand up first. He jumped in. Go ahead.
Yeah. I've got a couple of questions. The right of way on Chemankamanda, is there any more news on that? Is that open or does that guy still have that block?
I haven't looked into it. Sorry, sir. I'll have to look into it, but it's in the hands. If the Ministry of Transport is dealing with that guy in court. Well, that I do know.
You don't know anything else?
All I know is they're going in front of the judge this summer.
Lawyers. This summer?
Yeah.
So if I want to go back there, I'd have to move the block?
I would imagine, but like I said, I know that they're going to court with the guy. So.
Okay, that's question one. The little bridge at Doherty's store near the Rue Bridge.
Yes, sir.
Anything, any news on
that? No news on it.
Okay. Question number three.
Well, you said you only had two.
No, I missed
a couple. A couple, by an English couple.
I can do that too.
Question number three.
That's your last one, yeah.
In Article 6.6, I think I saw $8.5 million going for Kilmar Road this year.
Harrington Front, Kilmar, and Rouge.
Is any going to Avoca?
No. Well, you got all the money last year.
That was our bridges last year?
Yeah.
I think the beast from Percy Young's back to the margins would help. The roads were bad this winter, Tom, as you know.
Yeah.
And I understand 100% why. The weather was different than we ever had. It was impossible to keep them good, and I understand that. But how many million went to Avoca last year?
About two and a half million there. About 2.5 million last year.
Last year?
Yeah.
2 years ago.
Hopefully.
No, the pipes. The bridges they did last year.
Well, the bridges, that's just different.
No, it's the same thing.
Hopefully there's some.
It's still money. It's still money.
No, the road repair.
Look.
Those were projects that were planned.
Which was?
The bridges.
Well, no, they didn't even know they were there. How could they plan it?
It was planned.
No, it was never planned. Anyway.
You don't live there, Don.
Yeah, that's right. I've only been here all my life, and I don't know nothing.
No, I didn't.
It's okay.
I know when you asked.
Okay, I'm going to keep on with my meeting. Excuse me. Let me keep on with my meeting. So just to answer you, we do want to do work on Avoca Road like we want to do work on all the roads. We ask for subsidies. There's programs right now. The ones that are going out this year, being done this year, the 7 point some million that the government's giving us, is subsidies that were approved for those three different roads.
Okay?
Next year, I'm hoping to get a section of Rockcliffe approved and a section of Avoca approved.
Thank you.
Okay, it's in the works. We all know it has to get done. We all know that. But we are thankful that we got that 7 point some million from the government this year.
I appreciate that. I'll be passing there sometimes too.
Now, Mr. Bates, you had your hand up.
I just wanted to thank our council for your support and work to get the resolution that you passed in my firm.
No problem, sir. Yes, madam.
Just on 6.2, the third indent, it just says for each of these accepted two roads in the area to be paid for Harrison Road.
A big pardon?
6.2. 6.2, the third bullet. It was 2596, the amount of 24,000.
Just give me a second. Just get. Yeah.
The contract to
because we shared the Harrington Road with Harrington, so we have a section.
So, okay, but it's not really properly then.
Excuse me, I'm really. You said
6.2 on the agenda.
2596.
Yes.
That is minute.
For winter maintenance of Sector 2 roads in Harrington.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a contract that we were doing for Harrington. They're paying us.
But, oh, okay.
Okay. We were doing it for them.
Is this transport you, so you were paying bill to keep me and then we invoice?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a section there that was taken 2 years ago. It's the last year we're doing it for them.
And under 6.6, the 8 million in loans, is that above the 7.5 million?
No. That includes the 7 million. So We borrow the money, the government pays their portion of the debt, and we pay the balance. Like,
so they're, that's
correct, which is 15% of the total cost.
Okay.
They're subsidizing 85% of the cost.
On 611
is the community revitalization.
What
does
that consist of?
It's the 50 million qu'on a eu pour le camping.
It's grant money that we received for, well, it's not just the camping, it's for. Yeah, it's a grant that we got from the government to repair.
Okay.
So.
Est-ce que les citoyens peuvent faire des suggestions pour ce...
Mais il est déjà dépensé.
Non, mais pour cette année, mais dans le futur.
Oui. On est toujours au noir.
Puis, je voulais juste comprendre que Mme Poulin, après sa démission, mais elle va être réembauchée un salaire comparable quand elle
a besoin.
Souvent, je l'entends dans les entreprises gouvernementales que les employés prennent leur retraite.
Non, c'est pas ça, hein?
Non, c'est ton même salaire, non.
C'est ton même salaire, mais...
C'est le fonds de pension qu'elle voulait pas.
Ouais, anyway, pour...
C'est personnel. Hein.
Des raisons personnelles, elle a voulu démissionner puis être réengagée comme en temps partiel.
Son numéraire.
Mais elle n'est pas... Non, même poste.
Est-ce qu'on me portait,
c'est pas
qu'elle va être embauchée
au moins
quand elle est. Non. Non, elle était déjà temporaire. On a signé.
Déjà temps partiel, pas temporaire.
OK, whatever. I don't know the terms there. It's part-time. Anyway, she's semi-retired, right? So she stayed The new contract, the white collars, was done at the end of the year.
Okay.
And it was in her wishes to retire because of that contract and to be rehired.
She doesn't want to be in the union.
Well, she's in the union, but she doesn't have to pay all of the requirements.
That's
at her request.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't want to get into all the ins and outs there, but that's the best I can resume it there. Any other questions? No questions. Yes, sir.
I have a meeting coming up with Press Wall.
Yes.
About the Colonial Road situation.
Yes.
There's another situation that I'd like to include in that meeting, and that is my new survey pin that put together. And both of these are from the cadastral reform exercise. My corner pin for that joint has been moved from where it was previously located out onto the seventh concession. That means
the seven concessions on your property. The road.
Yes, it is. Not only that, the problem that I've come to realize is that my present gateway that was established with the previous pin location.
Yeah.
I now cross my neighbor's property. And that's not legal. I've just paid $3,000 to have a right of way on a piece of property. And now I'm faced with the same situation on a pie-shaped piece of property that's probably maybe 10 or 15 feet long, and on one end it's zero, and on the other end it's probably that far.
Yeah.
But I'm still illegally crossing his driveway. Now my understanding is that was done through Pierre Boulanger of...
they had the contract from the government.
Yep. So that's part of this exercise we're talking about, because that's something that the MTQ need to resolve also, because otherwise I should be able to fence my property, and that would mean...
Yeah, but it's not the MTQ's department, it's another department, but we can get more information on that.
Ouais.
Ça, c'est le chemin colonial, mais c'est pas le chemin des problèmes de ligne. Des lignes de terrain. Anyway, we'll try to get the information together on who you can talk to when it comes to the property lines like that.
Well,
it's definitely not us. At the time when they did the revision, they had public meetings to meet with the people.
Yep.
To review what they were doing.
Yep.
Did you go?
Yes, I did.
And what did you tell them?
I told them that what they were doing wasn't right.
And what did they say?
They said that it would all be repaired.
Whatever
our concerns were,
yep,
it would be repaired.
And right. I have an affidavit from Harvey Young and George Melanson and myself, so I could deal with those issues.
Yeah.
And they did part of it. We have no idea why they made that particular change. They did not listen to us when we said that's not a colonial road.
Yeah.
It's a private road, and I have evidence and proof of that.
Yeah.
That it's a private road. But the seventh concession situation is different.
Yeah.
But it's connected to Pierre Boulanger's work and the cadastral reform.
But that was the whole point of reform, was to straighten up the mess that was done 150, 200 years ago.
They put my lot pin in the middle of 7th concession.
I know.
And if I fence that lot line, I'm going to put a fence in the middle of
But that means that the fence on the, like everything, that probably the church is sitting on the road on the other opposite side. So
I
look. Well,
I just want to...
Yeah, but that's a separate department of the government.
Is
that
the concession in front of the community center up on there beside the mountain church?
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll look into how to contact or who to contact when it comes to that, because you're getting into complex things.
Well, I'm like a lost soul in this thing. We're trying to take and talk to a government organization that doesn't
Francois,
with billions of dollars, and I don't have the wherewithal to match that billions of dollars to sort this out, because I just want to have it sorted out. So if I want to sell my property, the guy that buys that lot is going to say to me, your driveway crosses your neighbor's property and it doesn't have a right-of-way. And I want you to sort that out before I buy your property. Yeah. So I need some help sorting this out. So there's two things I'd like
I just write it down. I didn't know that. I just write it down and I'll do my checkup. I get back to you when I get my meeting with you.
No questions, other questions? Yes, sir. Sir, please.
7-4, the backhoe?
Yes, sir.
Is that to replace one or to add one?
Add one.
Another one?
Yeah. That was to add when we were renting a machine before. Instead of renting, we bought one.
We have one.
We have one, and we were renting another one. So now we bought one instead of rented.
We don't have enough operators for all this
machinery. Specifically purchased for dealing with the winter sand storage up in Kilmar.
Yeah.
Well, that's what. Yeah. Why? We use a farm tractor in Avoca.
Or payloader.
Well, yeah. Well, the payloader we were paying $5,000 a month. That's why we bought a backhoe. That costs about $2,500 a month to do the same job.
Sounds like a good thing.
Yeah. Other questions, sir?
Where is the food bank now?
It's in the Village Grandville where the old post office used to be.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions? No questions?
Does the city own any property along the Rouge River Road? Is there any way...
Little slices here and there.
Like parking lot slices? Or
no, not parking. No.
The road,
no.
There is at the camping there.
There's private parking at the camping.
And I noticed that there's also access to the river on the other side if you cross the bridge in Avoca.
Yeah.
Park up there and see the signs.
There were signs. They get all ripped out. Go ahead, sir. Excusez-moi.
Oui. J'ai 5 propriétés.
Oui.
OK. Puis on n'a plus de pile. Toutes nos pines ont été arrachées. Ça, on fait faire ça, nous autres, pas longtemps. Ça fait 3 fois que j'ai pas peur. Ça me coûte pas mal d'argent.
Hein? Ouais. Mais ça, on n'a plus de retenue, je pense. Là-dessus.
Je sais pas.
Je vais
demander.
Juste me donner votre nom et votre numéro de téléphone à la fin du meeting. Je vais vous rappeler pour avoir les adresses puis on va regarder ça.
C'est beau, ça marche.
Other questions, d'autres questions? Yes?
Just had a question regarding when people get access to their lots and they build culverts, say, on the Rivière Cadumet. Do they get permits for that, or is that...
Well, they certainly can't.
Are they supposed to get permits?
They're not supposed to put anything in the river.
Because some people above where I live, because last May, after some heavy rains, there was a big flooding, but there was a flash flood on my lot. Water, I live, Kilmer River passes on my lot, and then the water rose like several dozen feet. And I found out later on through another neighbor that there was some culverts further upstream that collapsed. So I was just wondering if there's some new roads that have been like the Pica and some other further upstream. People are crossing the river to go access the lots.
Well, they're not supposed to be putting anything in the river.
And even if you look at some of the, I think Combat has some pictures of lots for sale. They have roads they put right across ponds and stuff like that. That shouldn't be allowed either?
No.
Is anybody looking into that?
Well, now we will.
I'd be happy to show you because I was very concerned.
I invite...
down after 2 hours.
Yeah.
You see the water going up really quickly.
If you can give the information to the director at the end of the meeting there, that'd be good. D'autres questions, other questions? Thank you very much. Un proposeur, Famille La Réunion. Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Merci beaucoup.
But I live in the principality.
Qui a la
qui l'a proposé? Qui l'a proposé?
Natalia.
I'm going to have some questions. Maybe you can answer them.
Bye. I'll see.
Merci. Merci.